Okay, thank you. So can we go ahead and vote on the substitute and then the original?
No, I
want to.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm muted.
Yeah, I hear you, Fia. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the bylaws specifically say that the every affiliate station or association of affiliate stations submitting nominees shall include, with said nominations, a written explanation of his procedure for selecting the nominees. Said statement shall be certified by the station general manager or the governing board secretary of each affiliate station nominating said candidate, or by the secretary of the Association of Affiliate Stations. Now, that is very clear and not subject to interpretation. Further, for the purpose of this section, an affiliate station shall be defined as any nonprofit, non-commercial broadcaster that broadcasts programming provided or distributed by the foundation pursuant to a written agreement with the foundation, including, for example, community radio stations, internet broadcasters, or digital broadcasters, as such technology may be developed. An affiliate station shall not be a radio station whose broadcast license is held by the foundation. For purposes of this section, an association of affiliate stations shall be defined as any group of affiliate stations that have joined together to form an association, provided that said association has adopted bylaws, we are the bylaws, and its membership is limited solely to Pacifica Foundation affiliate stations. There is no reference whatsoever in Norm Stockwell's nomination referring to any association beyond the grassroots radio coalition, which I love and think is much needed and desirable, but is not an association, does not have bylaws, nor does it have officers. So, and the reference to the previous case fits almost, it seems, actually on all fours with one minor point. One, that being that at the time of the nomination, the nominee was general manager, though not general manager at the time of the review of the application, and that the application was not certified, the nomination was not certified by a general manager or board secretary, but by a program director. So, in this instance, the second nominee is improperly before the body. And I would support and think that the organization is best served by voting down the substitute and voting for the main motion. Tracy for the stack.
Okay. All right. Tracy, can we close the stack after Tracy, please? This is taking quite a long time.
Tracy
says. For the
stack.
Okay, folks. Well, we have some other things to plan for. Okay, Tracy, go ahead.
I'm reading the bylaws right now, and in addition to nominations closing on November 15th every year, it states that any affiliate station may submit a nominee with that statement certified by the station general manager, which is the role that Janice was in at the time that the nomination was made. So she certified it. If she is not serving in that position currently, I do not think it's out of line for the board to ask that the governing board secretary of KFAI recertify the nomination. But there's nothing else here that's out of order at all. And that is a very simple step that can probably be taken tomorrow and completed by Thursday. The nomination is in order, according to the bylaws, and we are making a procedural flubbaloo out of really not much. on creating language in our bylaws that really isn't there. The nomination was certified by the station general manager. It was also certified by the program director, and it was also certified by Norm Stockwell, who's been at WORT since the beginning of time.
He should have nominated her.
She's been nominated by three different people. Sophia, could you not interrupt me? I didn't interrupt
okay,
you.
Go ahead, Tracy. Let Tracy finish, please.
The point is that the nomination was certified by the station general manager at the time. It's been double certified by two other individuals. There's nothing here that's not in compliance with the bylaws. What we want from an affiliate director is someone with experience about the concerns of affiliate stations. And we have someone who ran a very successful affiliate. KFAI is a wonderful station for more than a decade. She brings everything to the table you would want in an affiliate director. And she got her paperwork in order by the deadline, and nobody else did. That should be enough.
Teresa, and then Afia.
I would like to remind people here that Norm Stockwell was just not nominating her as an individual. He says, I would like to respectfully submit the name of Janice Lane Ewart of affiliate station KFAI in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in nomination for the affiliate representative seat of the Pacifica National Board. I submit this nomination on behalf of the Affiliates Association, an association of affiliates formed in 2003 for the purpose of nominating affiliate directors to the PNB. Now, I think what Fia read said it has to be submitted by its secretary. I'm not sure if that affiliate association has to be submitted by the secretary. It doesn't say what its title is with that affiliate association, but it's not. He's not an individual nominating her. He is speaking for an affiliate association.
So he needs to prove the existence of the association. And the secretary of that association needs to make the nomination.
Okay, can we go ahead and vote, please?
Maybe he is the secretary.
Can we go ahead and vote? Okay, first we need to vote on this substitute by Teresa. You want to read that again, please, Teresa?
All right. That the affiliate candidates be voted on by the PNB on December 6th. 2012.
Okay, can you call the roll, please? This is on the substitute that Teresa.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Before you call the roll, Bill, Teresa's motion would allow both of these candidates. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
And presumably, let the PNB roll. I mean, it doesn't say that explicitly, though. Okay, let's vote on.
Let me repeat it: the two candidates for affiliate director to the PNB be voted upon by the PNB on December 6, 2012. Okay. So, first person is Teresa, and I say yes. Lydia Brisson.
Pass.
Nia Bidiaco.
No.
All right. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
All right. Campbell Johnson?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. No.
Okay. Ifeo Wangaza?
No.
All right. Summer Reese, are you going to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay. And Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
So it's one. Oh, and then
Liz is on. Yeah, now this is for the substitute because I stepped away for a minute.
Yes, this is for the substitute.
Now, oh, okay, I vote no.
No, okay.
Okay, so it fails 4-4. Now we can vote on the main motion. Can you read that, please, Teresa?
All right. All right. That the PNB accept the nomination of the properly nominated affiliated candidate candidate, that's singular, for the PNB director and reopen the nomination period to elect a second qualified director by December 20, 2012. Okay. Teresa passes. Lydia? Lydia? Can't hear you, Lydia.
No, I said yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Lydia. Nia?
Yes.
Bill Crozer? Thank you, Nia.
No.
Campbell?
Yes.
Afia?
Yes.
Summer?
No.
Tracy?
No.
And Teresa says no. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 yes. Four yes and 1, 2, 3, 4 no.
Motion fails.
Okay, so that motion fails too. Okay. Well, let's move on. It sounds like we'll go ahead and put the, well, we have to do the affiliate director, I mean the bylaws amendments on the 13th. If we do the affiliate director on the 6th, it's up to the PNB to decide what to do anyway. Is there anything else special we need to put on either of those two meetings, bearing in mind that I don't know how long it's going to take to do the bylaws amendments on the 13th?
I move that the language regarding affiliates election be changed to provide that the PNB make a determination regarding the qualifications of the applicants.
Well, I'll probably, for the agenda item, we'll probably just put election of affiliate directors, and then whatever comes up.
At a minimum, would be to make a determination regarding the
I'm sorry, can you read your motion again?
I move that the PNB make a determination regarding the eligibility of the applicant.
Is that singular or plural?
Plural.
Okay.
For affiliate directorship. Plural.
Okay, discussion?
Okay. That the PNB make a determination regarding the eligibility of the applicant for affiliate directorship.
Tracy for the stack.
Yeah, Tracy?
I think that all that our bylaws say is that the person needs to be nominated by an affiliate station or a group of affiliates. Therefore, it isn't really within the PNB's, what's the word? I guess jurisdiction is the right word, to impose any additional requirements above and beyond nomination by blankety-blank or blankety-blank.
PNB's jurisdiction to determine whether or not the bylaws have been met.
Excuse me, Afia. I'm talking. They're not
met.
Yeah, let Tracy finish, then I'll put you on the stack, Afia.
It is within our jurisdiction to decide if a person has, in fact, been nominated, and I'm sure that we'll talk about that on Thursday. But that said, it is not within the PNB's jurisdiction to determine anything other than the conditions set down in the bylaws. So I don't see that this motion causes anything to occur that won't occur anyway.
Okay, Fia? Yes,
before I can tell you.
I think I had a Fia and then Nia. Did I hear somebody else?
Video. You keep not hearing
Lydia. Me. Okay. We're Fia first and then Lydia.
Hello. Since I've spoken, I'll go after Lydia, or you can put me at the bottom.
Okay, right. All right. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, the bylaws has nomination procedures for everything, including the LSB elections, the directors' elections, and so forth. So it is always appropriate because you can say, okay, this is the, these are the qualifications, but somebody has to verify whether those qualifications have been met. So whoever the person is at your station that confirms whether she's given $25, it is someone confirming that the person has given $25. So in this case, yes, these are the qualifications. And it's up to the PNB before seating a director to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. That is what we do. That is what the election supervisor does. That is what everybody who has to confirm anyone's eligibility in this foundation for anything has to do. There's always somebody else that looks after the compliance that are set out in the bylaws.
Okay.
Bill, can you put me on the stack again at the bottom?
Yeah, okay, and Afia's also at the bottom. Anybody else that hasn't spoken on this? Let me just say, I think, you know, we're not really accomplishing a lot here. I don't think we're spending a lot of time. So let's try not to, you know, run out the clock on this. I guess, Afia, did you want to go next? And then Tracy? Can't hear you, Afia.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I call a motion.
You
can't do that.
Calling a question? Yeah, you can't do that in a committee. I'd like to, but. Okay. Go ahead, Tracy.
I'll be fast. Since the,
what's the word?
Since the nominating papers were certified by the person who was the general manager of the station at the time, it seems to me that no one else at the time could have certified the nomination because nobody else was the general manager except maybe the governing board secretary. At this point in time, the person's not the general manager anymore. Why don't we get the current general manager? There's a person. Their name is on the website to update the certification, and then we don't have a problem and the bylaws have been fulfilled.
Okay.
Can we just make that simple request?
Okay, is that a substitute?
Just a vote on a motion.
Is that a substitute or just a suggestion?
Yeah, I think that actually is a substitute. Hey.
Okay. So could you clarify that again for the secretary, or did you get that, Teresa?
No, I did not. And so you might want to, I guess my question would be, I think you used the term we, and I want to know who you're asking to do this. So can you repeat it?
Okay.
Say where. Say who.
I wasn't planning this as a motion, as a substitute motion, but that's okay. So give me a second here.
I didn't say it doesn't have to be a substitute motion, just whatever it is.
I would ask that the PNB, let's make it the vice chair, that's probably the simplest answer, get an updated letter of certification from the current KFAI general manager confirming the previous letter of certification filed by the outgoing general manager of the station confirming that this individual is being nominated by KFAI for the position of PNB Affiliates Director in 2013.
Did you get that, Teresa?
I think I would be, I'm sorry, but I first of all, I didn't get it all, but I think I would be opposed to that if we're going to vote, if we're going to discuss that. Okay, this is what I got. Rosenberg moved that vice chair get, that the PNB vice chair get updated certification by the current KFAI GM
confirming that this individual has been nominated by KFAI for the position of PNB Affiliate Director 2013 prior to the next board meeting.
That's changing the bylaws.
Okay, can we go ahead and vote? So this is a substitute, and then we'll vote on the original motion or the substituted motion, depending how this goes. So can you call the roll, please, Teresa, on the substitute?
Okay. Move that the PNB vice chair get updated certification by current KFAIGM confirming that this individual has been nominated by KFAI prior to the next PNB meeting. I'll say yes.
I'm sorry, Teresa, I could barely hear you. Could you repeat that, please?
Okay. Rosenberg moves a substitute motion that the PNB vice chair get an updated certification by the current KFAI
General Manager,
confirming that this individual has been nominated by
KFAI
prior to the next PNB.
Can you go ahead and call the roll? What was that for you?
Bill?
Yeah, sir. Uh-huh.
So the discussion is over?
Well, I hope so. I think so. Did you want to say something, Nia?
I'm just really concerned about making this exception for one person rather than just opening it up for if anybody wants to apply. And then this person getting the proper documentation, that is a great concern to me considering that was not done in 2009. And I just want to reiterate that. That's all I'm simply saying. I don't know who this person is. I don't know anything about him or her. I don't have anything against them. What I am concerned about is the foundation. And it doesn't seem fair to me at all.
Okay, can we go ahead and vote?
Teresa passes. Lydia?
No.
Nia?
No.
Crozier?
Yes.
Will Johnson?
If you need some help, I call somebody to help. Now, where do you want to get off at?
Campbell Johnson passes. Is he a Wangaza?
No.
No. Summer Reed?
I'm sorry, I'm passing.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Teresa says no. Bill Crow, I'm sorry, Campbell Johnson?
I'll say no.
Okay. And Summer Reed?
I'm going to abstain on this.
Abstain. Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's, 2 yes, 1 abstain. Fails.
Okay, substitute fails. So, Teresa, can you read the main motion again, please, from Afia?
5 no. Sorry, 2 yes. No. This is Wangaza. Let the PNB make a determination regarding the eligibility of the applicant for affiliate directorship. All right. Teresa says yes. Lydia?
Yes.
All right. Nia?
Yes.
All right. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
All right. Ishia Wangaza?
Yes.
All right. Summer Reed?
Someone is in a very noisy place. Summer? Maybe Summer can't hear you. Summer?
No, I'm not in a noisy place. That's not me.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to change my vote to a no.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're down to Summer. Summer?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it well enough. I've got to look at the environment, but I can't hear the
phone. Excuse me. Hey! Can you let me off the...
Okay.
I literally can't hear it, so I'm going to say it.
Okay. Well, I'll read it again for you.
Thank you.
See it. Wangaza move that the PNB make a determination regarding the eligibility of the applicants for affiliate directorships. And so far we have Alan no, Brazan yes, Idiaco yes, Bill Crozier no, Campbell yes, Afia Wangaza yes, and we're at you, Summer.
Thank you. I'll vote no.
No. And Tracy Rosenberg?
I vote no.
No. Motion fails.
Okay, the vote was 4-4?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, you know, we're getting close to out of time for the committee meeting. Is there other different things that we need to be sure to put on the agenda for either the 6th or the 13th or... you know, we discussed waiting until December to decide if we're going to recommend any additional PNB meetings for December. I assume nobody's eager to do that, but anybody have any discussion on any of this? We have a lot of remaining items from many committees on the agenda that we haven't gotten to yet on the PNB.
I can hardly wait.
Okay.
I think that it's totally unrealistic to think that people are going to set aside holiday effort at this point in time, if they can't be resolved on the 6th, the notion that and the subsequent meeting that's already scheduled, it's oppressive and violative of a volunteer board to impose that on people.
Okay.
In
well,
addition, it's unrealistic.
Okay, well, if nobody has any other things for this, that's fine. We can go. The next agenda item is the planning for the annual in-person PNB meeting in January. We really do need to talk about that. So can we move on to that item?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the next city and location, the normal sequence, is New York, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. And we had talked about, well, the PNB did decide tentatively to, well, they did decide to have Houston ahead of New York last fall, but that was, I believe, because New York was expensive in the fall, and I assume that doesn't apply in January. That was the reason for swapping those two locations. But shall we assume we'll be back at New York in January?
Point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Campbell.
Yes. Have we paid our travel agent?
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, this summer. Yes.
Okay.
Right now we're just discussing where and then I guess when, and we need to work about logistics and who's going to help make local plans, finding a hotel and all that.
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Okay, I'm Tracy for the staff, please.
Okay.
Yes. January is New York, and actually, after how many years, we're finally back on schedule. So I think it should be kept. That's number one. And in January, it is usually less expensive in New York rather than in November or December. So if we keep it in New York, that's when you're supposed to come to New York, is in January.
Okay. And do you think the city will be adequately recovered from the hurricane by then?
I don't have a crystal ball, but more than likely we'll go back to where we had it before. That gave us a pretty good rate. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know for sure, but that area was not affected by the hurricane.
Okay, thank you. Tracy?
Well, I mean, there's always an argument to be made on the grounds of poverty that Houston is way the heck cheaper than New York. I think the difference between the last two meetings that we had was probably 50% more expensive in New York. I mean, that meeting was well over $30,000, and the Houston meeting was much closer to about $21,000. So you could make an argument for doing what we were going to do this fall, but since we will go to New York eventually, it may be that the cheapest point in time to go to New York is in the middle of the winter, and that having a meeting in the spring or summer in New York would be that much more expensive, so we don't necessarily save the money, we just postpone the expense. In terms of timing, we pretty much have to do it the last weekend in January. The LSBs are not necessarily all going to be fast off the pike. In early January, we may have quorum delays of a week or two, so I think it pretty much has to be whatever the final weekend is in January. And we shouldn't have to fight about that.
Okay, and then looking at the calendar, that would mean January 25th is the last Friday. So 25th through the 28th or something like that, depending on if it's a three or... Should we do a four-day meeting again? That was the other thing we started doing, remember, earlier this year.
I think that would be a good idea.
And that seems to save on travel costs substantially.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
But I haven't seen a cost comparison as to whether what we save on travel offsets what we incur by paying the extra night for this many people. I don't know. I don't know one way or the other. I'm just saying I think we should have that information first. I personally think we should go back to 3 days.
Well, I did a comparison back when he first came up, and it was substantially cheaper to travel on Monday than Sunday to go back home for, I think, all of our cities. But
no,
I haven't checked to January or this, you know, this.
No, time. But, Bill, that's not the question. The question is not that it's substantially cheaper to fly. The question is you stay there an extra night, so that comparison is what I want to see.
Okay.
We save a little bit on airfare. We save some on airfare by flying back on Monday for sure. We know that. That's not the question. The question is we stay an extra night for the board, so how much is that versus how much we save on airfare? And that hasn't been presented to the board.
Summer to the back.
Okay, summer.
And also how much we accomplish. We say in the 4th day, what do we accomplish?
Okay, summer and then summer knee, back. I guess. We're going summer.
Yeah. I'm
Tracy.
Okay, so it's not about the 4th day. It's that the last day is a travel day, whether it's a 3-day meeting or a 4-day meeting. So we functionally only get 2.5 days out of a 3-day meeting, barely a half day. I mean, that's the last day. And it's the same thing as a 4-day meeting. The last day is a day that ends at lunchtime. It's the travel day. But we get three full meeting days that way. And considering for the last 2 years we've met only twice a year instead of the requisite 4 times a year, I think it's a very minimal attempt to try and make up some of that extra meeting time by fitting in that extra day at each of the other meetings. It doesn't make up for the lost meetings, but it's cost effective in terms of we've already spent the money traveling to spend the additional time getting work done. I think it's a lot more useful personally. So that's my 2 cents.
Teresa for the stack.
And Tracy for the stack.
Okay, and I want to put myself on too, but go ahead.
And Lydia back for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, so if we have this meeting in New York, does that mean we all get to see Gary Knoll's studio? And I guess my question is, since there's still major transition issues because of power issues in the building in New York, is this maybe the best time to go to New York? Because it sounds to me like the staff is scrambling to find places to work, and they don't really have decent offices right at this time. I'm just wondering if we're putting undue pressure on them to have it in New York. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but I think we ought to discuss this because I don't want to put more pressure on them than necessary.
And we're back to the back there, please.
This is Nia.
Okay, well, I have Tracy and then Bill and then Lydia. And then, who's that, just Nia again?
Nia,
and then Summer.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead, Tracy.
Well, there's not much doubt when you have 8 flights from California and 4 flights from Texas that if you book those flights as Thursday, Monday flights rather than Thursday, Sunday, that you save, on the cross-country flights, probably about $150, and on the Texas flights, about $100. And if you add that up, that's obviously more than the 14 or 15 rooms that we take, if that, for one more night to be. It's just plain math. So that shouldn't really be something that we need to worry about a whole bit. It's not costing us money. It's saving us money. Otherwise, I think Teresa's point is good. WBA is in a very transitional place, and if they don't have a permanent studio or a permanent home, it's possible that we're driving them crazy by coming there and sort of imposing on them in the way that we do when the board comes to visit and all the stuff that they have to do. So there might be, so that might be another argument for sticking with Houston in the rotation. I don't know for sure, but it does seem to me like there might be something behind that argument that it's a really bad time for them to have to deal with a PNB meeting, and maybe we should be a little more considerate. So Teresa has a point there.
Alright, well, Bill, I'll put myself on later. Go ahead, Lydia, and then Nia, and Afia, and, Nia, Summer, and Afia. So, Lydia?
Yes, okay, so I was just gonna say, yes, I think it's important to, stick to the rotation, to get back on rotation. But the other issue is, and the one that Tracy actually made, is, of course, that the least expensive time of year to go is now. Once we don't go now, the rest of the times it's more expensive.
Yeah.
So I think it's important. The other thing is I haven't heard of any of the board members being overtaxed in terms of, by now in terms of the game. They weren't living in that area that I know of, and I would think that the board members can pull this off. It will be at the hotel and just at the meeting. It's just doing the arrangements beforehand. I assume that the sound and everything and the streaming will be done by Otis and John. So I don't know what else would involve the actual station staff. I don't think that they have to host us, that's for sure. We should host them and give them thanks and have something at the hotel, perhaps thanking all of them for their good work during this hard period of time.
Okay, Summer? I'm sorry, Summer, go ahead.
Okay, well, I think Teresa's point, I mean, frankly, I think it's bad to have a meeting in New York in January. For everybody who's from a warmer climate, I mean, that meeting that we had in D.C. 2 years ago in the middle of a blizzard, that was insane. I mean, the airport shut down for 2 weeks, 45 minutes after my plane left. So I'm not big on dragging everybody to the coldest part of the country during the coldest part of the year, personally. That could be my bias coming from California. We're all really, 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 really thin financially, and I think a cheaper Texas meeting, we're not going to be all fat with cash in January. January is a month from now. So I think, if we're going to have a $20,000 meeting in Texas as opposed to a $30,000 meeting in New York, that $10,000 sounds like a good savings right now. And last but not least, it does place a burden on the local station. There's no way around it. You know, there's the expectation of some logistics being done at the local level. That's how it works at virtually every station. And I think that is a bit of an imposition right now. I mean, we have staff that's scattered, no phone lines in the studios, the need to move to other studios, administrative offices that are probably going to be in a totally different location than our studios. I think all in all, I mean, you know, January, end of January, that sounds like a long time from now. That's not any time from now based on what's really going on the East Coast. So from all of that, I would say going to our Texas station makes a lot more sense than going to our New York station in the middle of this mess. I can't even imagine burdening management or stuff with, like, any aspect of this. And if it's a $10,000 difference in the meeting, we should save that money in January. And not that we won't have to rotate back around to New York. Of course we will. We should plan it as far in advance as we can. But I think, all things being equal, it would make a lot more sense to put that logistical burden on Houston than would to put it on New York and not go to New York in January. And also, you know, I mean, frankly, weather presents issues that we, you know, sometimes act like it's no big deal, but in reality, like, whole meetings can be canceled going to really cold environments during the coldest part of the year. It's just like,
planning around hurricane season. So I guess I would move for, like, let's do it in Texas, frankly, on a whole bunch of different factors. It makes more sense to me. So that would be my recommendation, is that we do the January meeting in Houston.
Okay, so that's a motion?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Okay. I believe Afia was next.
Bill, this is Nia. I was supposed to have been before summer.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. I did skip you. Okay, go ahead, Nia.
Okay. Let me, speaking as a New Yorker and one who planned the past how many meetings, there, in terms of the station's involvement, is usually like hosting at the station. Aside from that, the coordinating committee WBAI director is usually one, which is me, who usually plans those things. I agree with whosoever said that, you know, maybe at the hotel where we have it, since we have the space, it would be nice to thank the staff there. I really don't know how many of them would show up. I mean, they don't really thank, throughout the entire network, they don't really thank to the board so much because they think we waste money. Doesn't matter if it's $5,000 or $5. So in terms of the station's involvement, I mean, I did all the transportation. I did all the everything. I think Tracy and Afia were on the board then. That was all done by me. The station had very little to do aside from hosting, you know. So I think that we should keep the rotation. If you don't come in January, when next would you come? The summertime is also expensive. So if that's the case, that New York won't be on the rotation probably next year, if money is a problem. So I would say to keep the rotation.
Okay, Afia?
I would, I support the comments that Nia has made and the comments that Lydia has made, in addition to which, if the with regard to the question of money, December is the best fundraising month of the year, so we should be, if not flushed, at least have adequate funds on hand, but that hasn't been the basis for canceling in-person meetings previously, and certainly not the last in-person meeting. So that seems hardly a reason to not say. It seems to me, given the nature of the stress that New York is in addition to having a party at the hotel, it would give the board an opportunity to assess the situation, to review related documents, and to assume its fiduciary responsibility in making decisions about what is to be done next in New York. So I would strongly support having the next in-person meeting in New York as required by the rotation.
Okay. Actually, I was going to speak more on the how long the meeting should be rather than the location. But so, did anybody else want to? So I'll hold it. Did anybody else want to speak on Summer's motion to have the next meeting in Houston, the January meeting? Okay, can we go ahead and vote on that then? That we'll recommend. I guess the motion is that the coordinating committee recommends that the January in-person meeting, in-person PNB meeting, be in Houston. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, Teresa, you want to call the roll?
All right. So this was whose motion was this?
From Summer.
Is it mine?
Summer's motion.
Okay. PNB meeting be held in Houston. All right, I'll say yes. I'm sorry, Lydia? No, Lydia says no. Nia?
I say yes, and I'm begging you to show some respect and sympathy for us here. It would be nice to be here.
Leah,
you're not listening.
Yes.
The motion is to hold it in.
Yes. No. Sorry.
All right. Nia says no. All right. Bill Crozier?
I'm going to pass for now.
Pass. Campbell Johnson? Campbell? Can't hear you, Campbell. Athea?
No.
Oh, I'll pass.
Okay. Thank you, Campbell. Campbell passes. Nia says no. Summer?
Yes.
Summer says yes. Tracy?
I'm going to vote yes. I don't think it's any harm, and it saves us some money.
Tracy says yes. Okay. Bill?
I'll vote yes. I think it will save us some money.
Bill says yes. And Campbell?
I'll go no.
Campbell says no. So this motion fails. It's 4 no and 4 yes.
Okay.
Well, this is Tracy from Stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Tracy.
I mean, we have a factual problem here that we have to have a meeting somewhere.
Can we go to Canada?
Well, I'm just saying we have to have a meeting at one of our stations, and we don't necessarily now have any way to bring this up.
Could we go to
the
vote on the next on this out the main motion, please?
Well, there's
is there a main motion?
There's not another motion yet. We can still vote on the...
There's no motion.
New York.
I was going to suggest that
if someone should put a motion forward for New York and we should vote it up or down, so at least we're making some sort of a recommendation for something
here. I thought this was what Bill did.
There isn't. If it fails, then we've got a problem and we're basically just going to have to...
We don't have a
do
problem.
Something procedurally to vote on the big board, but I think
out if we have a problem
to do something.
Wait a second.
I might have
point
to
of order.
Take it to Atlanta, Georgia, to have it.
A point of order.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we could make a motion to beat it.
Who has the point of order? Is that Lydia?
It's Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
How do I sound like everybody on this board? This is uncanny.
Well, about three people were talking at once. Sorry.
I thought when your motion was to have it in New York. So
that was the original motion.
Huh?
That was the original.
No, there's no motion.
The whole argument was about.
Yes, the original motion was New York.
That's right, and then they substituted it with Houston.
Exactly.
Well, we can vote on that. I didn't think someone made a motion.
No, it all did. It's not unsolvable. Someone just needs to make a motion.
Just go ahead and move it, Mania.
Bill, okay. Oh, my goodness. I moved Bill's motion to have it in New York. I moved Bill's motion again to have it in New York.
It wasn't my motion. I didn't make a motion.
Bill didn't make that motion.
It was just a topic for discussion.
So you're making the motion,
Can we
vote? Yes, New York, por favor. Okay. Can you go ahead and vote? Okay, go ahead, Teresa, and call the roll, please.
Could we split the difference and have it in D.C.?
You can make a motion, Gavel.
No.
Well, we got a motion on the floor, so I can't.
Well, Atlanta might be closer to halfway.
Okay, Teresa's going to pass. Lydia?
Yes.
And Nia?
Yes.
And Bill Crozier?
I think I'll abstain.
All right. Campbell Johnson?
This is for New York?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with New York.
All right. And Thea?
Yes.
All right. And Summer Reese?
What is all that noise?
I can't hear you, Summer.
I'm sorry?
We're voting on the motion to have the PNB meeting in January 2013 in New York City.
You can walk to the park again, Summer.
Texas Camp. Yes,
so what is your vote, Summer?
Well, yes, if Texas isn't happening, we got to do it someplace.
So your vote is yes?
Hold on. Did we vote down Texas? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
We
did. Yes.
4-4 and it failed.
We got to do it somewhere. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, we did vote down Texas.
Summer, did you say enthusiastically yes?
I'm just like, oh my god.
Yes. Okay. Is that a yes? Okay. I just want to make sure we got that right. Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
She said yes.
Okay.
Okay, Tracy?
Unenthusiastically, okay, you can have a yes.
Okay, and Teresa abstained. And I think I was the only
I also abstained.
So I was the only pass. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses and 2 abstains.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that would be 4 days again, and that somebody check on prices between now and the meeting so that we can have that data in case somebody wants to amend that.
I'll second that.
At the meeting.
Which meeting? What date is the meeting?
The January PNB meeting. Oh, that it...
No. By which meeting? To have the prices?
I guess by this Thursday. So we can vote on this. We need to get going... We need to get it going on plans as soon as possible. It shouldn't take long for this.
Well, you don't know what people's lives are like. I mean, I'm the New York director, and I can't promise that I could do it because I have...
I'll be in and
it doesn't have to be you. Anybody could just go online and check some airfares and hotel prices.
Okay.
Are you the responsibility for just getting online and checking some airfares?
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm not volunteering to check the airfares hotel. I mean, I hope you'll at least.
I imposed it on her.
I'm not imposing it. I'm asking to ask for a volunteer. But okay, let me just back up. I'll just recommend. My motion is just that it would be a 4-day meeting, starting January 25th.
Okay. I call the question.
Well, you could try. But
can we vote?
We can't really do that. We can't really cut off debate in committee. Does anybody else want to say anything? I hope we can.
I know that. It's pretty simple. Is there any objection? Oh, my God.
Nobody on this call is remotely funny. Can we just vote?
Okay. Well, is there any objection? That's a good point. To a 4-day meeting?
Well, yeah, I object.
Okay. You know, the PNB is going to decide one way or the other on Thursday, so, okay, as long as we get it on the agenda. All right, can you call the roll in, please, Teresa?
All right, Teresa abstain. Lydia?
No.
All right, Mia?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Campbell?
This is for a 4-day meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Campbell. Lydia?
Yes.
All right, I got you, yes. Summary?
Yes.
Thank you, Summer. Tracy? Tracy?
Whose background noise is that? Oh, Teresa, did you hear me? I vote yes.
Oh! I'm sorry.
6 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention.
Campbell, please mute.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was...
Mute. Just mute.
Right. Okay. What other details are we going to decide now?
Beating up on the G-men.
Are we adjourned?
No. Wait, well, let me ask. Is there any other details that we or the PNB need to decide now about the in-person meeting, so that things can get started on planning?
Well, this is Tracy. I'll just give you a point of information, kind of thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, the Beekman Hotel that we used last time had some good traits. It's not a bad place. However, the room rates are extremely expensive. It's approximately $250 per night for those suites. And it is possible, especially since we're going to be staying one more night than we did back in 2010, that you could get a better deal somewhere else. So my recommendation would be that you not default to that hotel, but that you do a little bit of shopping around before you go for it. Of all the hotels that we have used in 2010 and 2011, it was, you know, by three figures, the highest rooms that we used. Although they gave us a pretty good deal on the meeting rooms, and it wasn't, on the whole, the most awful thing that ever happened, but it was expensive. And if we're adding on another night to the hotel stay, that might kind of tip the balance and it might be worth shopping around a bit.
Okay, thank you. Well, one thing I was going to say earlier, I'll just point out, is that, you know, we only had two meetings, two in-person meetings, all of 2012. And I think we really do need to help the new board get going on stuff and get through. Maybe there'll probably still be leftover agendas, and they may have other things to do. And the first meeting, you know, there's always extra work to do with electing people to committees and officers and things like that. So, I'd really like to, I think they should do it for 4 days. I agree with Tracy. If it doesn't hurt to shop around. But I'm hoping also, since it's in January, and that's supposed to be cheaper, that even the Beekman, I hope, will be less expensive then. But
that could be, yeah.
Let me ask, would somebody volunteer, not necessarily UNIA, but would somebody volunteer to call at least and see at least what the room rates are there, or if you have another suggestion that we could do on the phone?
Bill? Yes. Bill, this is Nia.
Yeah, go ahead, Nia.
I can do it, but this week for me is shot. I could do it next week.
Okay.
There are others that are unionized that I could call. I could do that next week. I just cannot do it this week.
Okay.
So we found a stack.
Well, let me just say, we can always get this approved by the PNB, and if the PNB approves late, say decides later to change it to 3 days, it probably wouldn't put too much of a bind on things.
Okay. Well, Tracy on the stack.
Okay.
Teresa
go ahead.
On the stack.
Teresa first, I believe, and then Tracy.
Okay. Can we check out some hotels in Brooklyn? I've been told that you're checking out various space in Brooklyn. Since we're not really going to have a party, I'm assuming we're not going to have like a potluck or some sort of reception at the station on Wall Street, why not have our hotel in a different area? Maybe in Harlem or maybe in Brooklyn.
This is Nia Bill.
Okay, just
I
like,
was
are,
going
oh,
to.
Oh, just like, are you through, Teresa?
Sorry.
Yes, I guess
she was.
Okay, well, go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. I was saying that I was going to do all of that, and you guys know that I like to be very thorough. I was going to check out the cheapest. In 2008, Sophia could tell you that I took you guys to New Jersey because it was less expensive. So I will do that. That's in 2010. It was very cheap in New Jersey. The Beekman just gave us a really good deal. So I will go to all the birds, wherever there's mass transportation for the listeners, you know, to get to. I will do that.
Okay, thank you. And you did a great job planning the last meeting in New York, Nia. Thank you. Tracy?
Well, it's okay. I'll pass. Since I actually booked the Beekman for that 2010 meeting, I was thinking that it, because I still have the contacts in my email, just a simple step of finding out what the room rates would be, I probably could do this week if you guys want, but if not, we can just leave it with Nia, whatever.
You know, if it doesn't...
And Nia's going to do this by when?
If it doesn't matter to the PNB decision, I don't think we even need to get that right now. Is this going to affect the PNB decision about any of this?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay, good.
And then Nia can get to it when she can. And feel free to ask for help, Nia. anything else we need to talk about tonight? I think we have a few action items, but anything else before that? Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Teresa's doing the minutes, right? Does somebody need to mute? Okay.
Nia Diaco's going to check rates for hotels in New York City, New Jersey area as soon as possible.
You still there, Teresa?
Hello?
That's it.
Okay, check your hotel rates. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, and you know, just a request. I'm not sure it's an action item, but if you have more specifics on your concerns about the affiliate thing, just send it out to the PNB. But I hope people can read whatever material they need to read before the meeting, so that doesn't take a long time Thursday. But I think it should be a simple decision. I hope. Is there any more action items though?
Let me say something.
I caution people. I don't know how they're going to check out these things, but I don't know whether we're insinuating that someone has been sloppy in their paperwork or is incompetent or is ineligible or what, but we have professionals who have applied for these positions, and I don't want to insult them.
Okay, we don't need to go over all this again. That was just a suggestion. If anybody has any comments,
send them out by email
to the PNB. Okay. Well, I guess we're done then. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Teresa moves to adjourn.
Thank you. Good night.
Any objection? Hearing none, then we're adjourned. Thank you all.